It is here, 100.9, Jimmy and Nate. Happy Friday. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, she's doing a campaign for the month of May, of course, that is raising awareness and funds for cystic fibrosis. May is CF Awareness Month, of course, a cause that you and I very passionate about, me in particular, with my girlfriend Meg suffering from cystic fibrosis. We've done a lot of stuff on the show. It is a...
You climbed Mount Kilimanjaro for it.
Tallest freeze. Well, she did. She carried me up there. but it is something very close to the heart of the show. And please welcome to tell us a little bit more, Jenny Hauser. Jenny, welcome.
Thank you, Jenny.
Jenny, I mean, you know, we just had a big chat off air how important this cause is to me personally with my girlfriend Meg suffering from cystic fibrosis. And what about yourself? Why is CF such an important cause to someone like you?
Yeah, Nath, I'm pretty passionate about it. It's been in my life for a long time, introduced to it very early in my days with my mum being a physiotherapist and treating individuals with CF, and I'd go into work with her and have a play with all the kids in the hospital. and then through uni, I treated a beautiful young woman in WA with CF during all my uni hours and really just connected. And so I've continued, worked over 15 years in Tassie. We're treating adults and kids with cystic fibrosis and volunteering with Cystic Fibrosis Tasmania.
Absolutely. Now, Jenny, I mean, as someone who has worked in a medical sense with CF for such a long time, probably the perfect person to explain what CF is and those who suffer. Of course, you can suffer from it in so many different ways, but generally, cystic fibrosis, how would you explain it to people who don't understand the condition?
So it is pretty complex and it affects every individual very differently. It's a genetic condition, so you're born with it. Both mum and dad are carriers of the gene. And effectively, it just is a genetic mutation that causes thick, sticky secretions all throughout the body. So the lungs, you're hacking up sputum. It affects the pancreas. You can't absorb all the goodness from your food, so you have to take tablets every single time you eat food with fat content in it. You can have CF-related diabetes, CF liver disease, CF bone disease, sinus disease, reflux. It is so complex. Yeah. But to you and I, we wouldn't be able to pick someone in the street if they have CF. It is relatively an invisible condition and really misunderstood in the community.
Well, Jenny, this is a big thing, I guess, that Nathan and I are passionate about and something that comes across into mental health as well, because for us, there are so many people struggling with different things out there, including Meg, your partner, Nathan, and her having CF. People don't know. People have no idea that these people are struggling and dealing with the disease day in, day out. How important is it, I guess, to raise awareness about these invisible diseases?
Absolutely. And these guys are turning up to school every day, turning up to work every day, doing everything we do, but they've got to do an hour of NEBS before they get out the door. They're using twice as much energy as us just to breathe and fight the infections that are going on in their lungs. But they still get on their day. And then if there's not an understanding of the condition, then there's not that community empathy, that community understanding. And so doing campaigns like 65 Roses, it means that we can raise the profile in the community. We can then improve advocacy in the healthcare setting, in the government setting, all of those arenas that will help these individuals realise their dream.
Absolutely. Well, Jenny, let's talk about it. The CF Tasmania 65 Roses Challenge. What's it all about? How can people get involved? And how are you personally getting involved this May?
Yeah, okay, so 65 Roses Challenges started back in 1965. A four-year-old who had CF couldn't pronounce his disease.
I love this story.
So he called it 65 Roses, and it's just stuck, and it's fantastic. It really is. And so this year we're doing a 65 Roses Challenge with Cystic Fibrosis Tasmania, where people can just sign up, pick their own challenge. So they go to hub.bonojo.com, I think it is, and search Cystic Fibrosis Tasmania.
Hang on, checks out.
Yeah.
Search Cystic Fibrosis Tasmania. And go to 65 Roses Challenges and pick a challenge. Like it's better if it's physical because it challenges you, but it can be mental, physically, mentally challenging. And just pick anything. So my daughter and I are walking 65 kilometres in the month of May with our red tutus around Kingston and Blackmans Bay.
Oh, I thought that might have been you.
Oh, yeah, lots of people see us, I tell you. So, yeah, no, getting a name for ourselves. And then my other daughter is cooking 65 recipes in the month of May.
Oh,
yep,
wow.
The kitchen has never looked the same.
Yes.
We've got some amazing individuals with CF doing challenges this year. So we've got one of our adults up in the north of the state. He's challenging himself 650 kilometres on his bike to cycle in the month of May.
Yeah.
And a couple of our kids, we've got one who's doing 165Ks on the bike and another one, I love it, shredding for CFT, 650 attempts at getting a skateboard trick right.
Oh, my
God.
So
cool. So not only are we raising the profile and hopefully some fundraising for these guys, but they're actually getting involved and they're offering to share their stories. So we post post that on social media, and by sharing their personal journey, that gets that community understanding.
Absolutely. And so this is the thing. People can be quite creative with the challenge that they want to undertake for 65 Roses Day,
totally.
Can't they?
Just has to have 65 in it. So anything. Anything, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, eat as many pancakes as you can in 65 seconds.
I mean, you got me at pancakes.
See, I knew I'd get you on board, Nate. You know, I'll make the pancakes for you.
Food's the key to his heart.
See? You know, we had a local butcher saying they'd offer to help. So, you know, eat as many sausages as you can.
I'm also,
in six
how many
and a half
can I
hours?
Do?
I don't
how many?
No, you know, that's probably long for radio.
Six and a half,
so
it's
and
long,
half hours.
Yeah.
I'll find time. I will find time.
Nate's an excuse to do the show even longer now.
Jenny, before we do let you go, I mean, last year, you raised $12,000, which is absolutely unreal. That money, very quickly, where does that money go and how does that impact people suffering from cystic fibrosis within Tassie?
So that goes direct to Cystic Fibrosis Tasmania, so the not-for-profit association for the whole state. No government funding they receive, so it's all on these fundraising campaigns. Obviously, last year COVID hit, we couldn't do face-to-face fundraising, so our virtual event of 65K for CF was great. But individuals in Tassie are able to receive financial support for exercise equipment, for gym memberships, for counselling services. They do a little day out. So if a child with CF wants to do something fun with their family, CF Tas will fund that. They're an amazing organisation and we work really closely with them through the hospital to make the best outcome for these guys.
Jenny, you're doing a phenomenal thing. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Again, as Jenny said, if you do want to be involved in the 65 Roses Challenge, the website, hub.benojo, benojo.com/campaigns. Thank you so much for that, Jenny. All the best with the month of May.
Absolute pleasure, guys, and we might see you before the end of May.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.